Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of those classic Seoul Pride style air horn stacks. That rude, 90s inspired jungle and old school DNB punctuation mark that can make a section feel instantly more dangerous, more alive, and way more dance floor aware. The big idea here is simple. We are not just trying to make the horn loud, we're trying to make it behave like part of the arrangement and part of the mix. So it should cut through the breaks and bass, but it should not trample the sub, blur the snare, or turn into a messy wall of harsh mids. If you get that balance right, the horn becomes a proper weapon. If you don't, it just sounds like a random novelty effect. Let's start with the source. Grab a clean air horn sample, a rave horn, or even a brass stab that has a strong attack and some attitude in the midrange. Drop it into Sampler or onto an audio track in Ableton Live 12. The first move is to keep it short. In this style, short is powerful. We want this thing to hit and get out of the way. Trim the tail aggressively. If the sample is long, shorten it until it feels more like a phrase marker than a lead sound. You're usually aiming for something in the 150 to 400 millisecond zone, depending on the source. If the tail is ringing in that 2 to 5 kHz area, fade it down or tighten it with the clip envelope. A horn that hangs around too long will fight the groove, and jungle does not like clutter. Now for the fun part, stacking. The trick is not to duplicate the exact same horn 3 times and hope volume solves it. That usually just makes a bigger mess. Instead, think in contrast blocks. One layer gives you the recognizable character, another gives you edge, and another gives you thickness or dirt. A good starting stack could be this. One main hit right in the center, one brighter layer nudged a few milliseconds late and pan slightly left, and one dirtier layer maybe transposed a touch lower and pan slightly right. If you want, add a fourth tiny transient layer, like a click or a short attack noise, just to sharpen the front edge. Those micro timing differences matter. In jungle and DNB, a little smear can make the stack feel more like a live shout than a pasted sample. Keep the main layer centered. Pan the supporting layers just a little, maybe 10 to 20% off center. That gives width without making the whole thing feel disconnected. If one layer is too bright, soften it with EQ8. You do not need every layer to do the same job. Next, tune the stack to the tune, or at least to the bass harmony. Even though an air horn is kind of a noise-like effect, it still has pitch content in the body. That means it can clash with the resource sub if you ignore it. Use tuner or spectrum if you want to check where the sample leans. Then by ear, try small transpositions. Maybe leave the main layer alone, drop one layer by 2 semitones for weight, and raise another by 3 semitones for urgency. Don't obsess over perfect pitch, but do make sure the horn feels like it belongs in the same key center as the track. Now shape the impact. Put drum bus or saturator after the stack to control how hard it lands. Drum bus can add a bit of bite and density, but keep boom low or off, because we do not want extra low end from a horn. A little transience boost can help the front edge speak. Saturator with soft clip on is great for catching peaks and adding some analog style pressure. If the hit feels too spiky, too long, or too uncontrolled, add a glue compressor after that. Keep the attack a bit slower, around 10 to 30 milliseconds, so the front edge survives. Use a ratio of 2:1 or 4:1, and just let it kiss the sound, maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. The goal is glue, not flattening. Now we get to the core mixing move. Carve the midrange so the horn cuts without masking the rest of the track. Horn stacks live in the same territory as snare crack, Reese harmonics, break tops, and vocal chops. So put EQ8 on the stack and start cleaning. High pass it somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz. That keeps the low end disciplined. If the horn sounds boxy, cut a bit around 250 to 450 Hz. If it gets nasty in a painful way, notch some of the 2.5 to 4.5 kHz region. And if the stack needs a little more presence, gently boost around 1.5 to 2.5 kHz, but only if the mix has room for it. Always check the horn against the full beat, not just in solo. Solo can help you hear problems, but in DNB, the real question is, does the horn sit on top of the groove without stealing the groove's job? Also check mono. Use utility and collapse it down to make sure the core hit still reads. Width is nice, but the center impact has to survive. Now let's give it some grime. Old school jungle and darker DNB usually benefit from a little degradation, as long as you do not destroy the clarity. A bit of redux can roughen the top. A little overdrive can add edge. Saturator in a more colored mode can push the harmonics forward. The key is restraint. You want rude, not ruined. A nice move is to keep one layer cleaner and make one layer the dirty one. That way you get attitude without turning the whole stack into fuzz. If the source is too sterile, A small amount of bit reduction or sample rate reduction can make it feel more authentic and more in tune with that 90s rave energy. At this point, route all the layers into a group track. Give it a sensible name like Horn Stack or Soul Pride FX. Treat that bus like one instrument. On the group, do your final cleanup with a Q8, then a little glue compressor to hold it together, and utility for width and mono checking. If you want a sense of space, use a very short dark room or a control delay send, but keep it subtle. Long reverb tails usually kill the forward motion. This is also where arrangement thinking matters. A horn stack is not something you want firing on every bar. It works best as punctuation. Think bar 8, bar 16, pre-drop warning, turnaround, or a call and response with the bass line. In old school DNB, the horn can answer a snare fill, introduce a new section, or shout back at a reese phrase. Automation makes that punctuation feel alive. Try opening a filter over 2 to 4 bars so the horn moves from dull to bright, or automate a small gain lift only on the important hit. You can also automate a tiny reverb or delay throw on the final hit of a phrase. That kind of movement adds psychological drama, not just level changes. The ear reads it as tension and release. Here's a simple arrangement idea. Let the first 8 bars breathe with drums and atmosphere. Hit the horn at bar 8, beat 4. Then let the drop land on bar 9. Later, on bar 16, make the horn answer the bass line on the end of 4. That gives the whole section a sense of conversation, which is exactly what makes old-school jungle feel intentional instead of looped. Now test the stack in context. Listen to it against the snare, the sub, the reese, and the hats. The horn should not bury the snare. It should not fight the sub. And it should not become the brightest thing in the mix if the break needs air. If it only sounds exciting when it is really loud, then it probably needs better layering or better tone shaping, not just more gain. A couple of pro moves before we wrap up. 1. Try a short reverse lead-in on one layer for a mini pull before the main hit. 2. If the horn still feels too raw or too clean, build 2 versions, one dry and punchy, one dirtier and wider, and switch between them over the arrangement. 3. Once you've got the stack working, resample it to audio. That gives you faster editing, easier reversing, and more control if you want to chop it into a rhythmic phrase. For practice, build a 4-layer stack from one horn source. Make one layer darker, one brighter, and one dirtier. Group them, process the bus, and write a simple 4-bar loop, where the horn hits on bar 3 and then throws a little space into bar 4. Then make a second version that's more degraded, and a third version that's dry and punchy. Compare them and ask yourself, which one actually feels most soul pride in a dark jungle context? The real lesson here is this. A great horn stack is about impact, timing, and mix control. Make it short. Give it contrast. Carve the mids. Keep the low end clean. Use automation to make it feel like a phrase marker. And remember, in DNB, meaning beats repetition every time. All right, let's build that rude little monster and make it hit like it belongs in a proper 90s jungle session.